How'd you and mom meet? He said, well, your mom was a prostitute.
Moments ago, we had one of those conversations off the air that started with, oh, that's BS. And I said, oh, I'll look it up and make sure.
Woody's claim was...
Okay, because you were, Adam, you were talking about how you enjoy eating pineapple.
I love pineapple. And it's great for breakfast.
I said I'd heard that when you're eating pineapple, it's actually eating you at the same time.
And you're losing weight because
you're
eating
pineapple.
It's
you? Yeah. See, you're consuming pineapple. So I said, oh, I'm going to look it up. So
I called BS.
I always thought it was because of the water in it.
No, it's because it's got acid and enzymes in it. And I looked it up. There's a website that actually has science in the name that I found. It's melscience.com. And
Mel, be all authority.
It could be Dr. Mel and his science website saying pineapple can eat you too because of the enzymes in it. It actually eats the proteins because you have that tingling in your mouth when you eat it.
Well,
dumbest thing I've ever heard.
There was also a reference to burning in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a pineapple burn me.
Well, it's like super
tingly,
tart. Yeah.
If pineapples ate us back and we lost weight by eating pineapples,
who needs Ozempic?
The whole world would be freaking eating pineapples instead of taking Ozempic. Well, that is the dumbest thing I've heard ever.
I commented that I like it with probiotic yogurt, and then like,
does that balance it out?
Yeah, but
or is it double eating?
That's
you?
What
is
Jim
that
said.
Also eating?
Oh,
you?
There you go. Yeah.
Now I'm scared.
That eats you back.
All the food that's trying to kill me. See, there you go. If you were wondering, where am I going to go for my diet tips and science, the Woody and Jim Show is your location, so you're welcome.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
In the big old basketball tournament, Vanderbilt was the winner of the first game. As they move on, they beat McNeese by 10 points. I guess it was kind of a rough game. They were expected to do much better, but hopefully they'll do better going on. If you'd like to go to TotallyHitsNashville.com, you can join our little Totally Hoops March Madness bracket competition.
Yep.
Yeah, we set up our brackets, you know, and we suck, so you'll probably beat us.
I know, but just if you need to feel better about yourself, yeah, we're happy to like lay down in front of you and let you walk all over us.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah, at least I'm not those guys.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's why everybody's going to beat me.
Yeah, I just copied somebody from ESPN's bracket.
TotallyHitsNashville.com/basketball.
Basketball, yeah.
Okay. Today's the first day of spring in Tennessee. We're in for a warm one. Three different almanacs all say the same thing. Warmer than normal temperatures for the next 3 months. And we should be seeing an extra bit of severe weather.
That's so exciting.
So, get out your flip-flops and hide under a desk.
That's right. Get in your safe place now.
Yeah.
Get those trees cut down.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly. Adam.
So this is really cool. The CEO of Epic Games, which is known for Fortnite, he has become the largest private conservatorist in the United States. He has been buying up land. He owns 190,000 acres that he is preserving for natural wildlife.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah. So it's really cool.
That's cool. So he's buying it so nobody else can develop it.
Yep. Oh, that's good.
He's buying it to do nothing with it.
Yep.
I like that.
That's neat.
This, the weekend, the Bachelorette debut. As yesterday we were talking about the new Bachelorette being Taylor Frankie Paul, who you know from the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And she was scheduled to be the new Bachelorette. And she was on the... Kelly Ripa show yesterday morning talking about her issues she's had in the past.
I was like, I'm glad that they knew the things that they needed to know. Like, mom of three, I'm staying in Utah, two baby daddies, you know, it's a lot, you know? And so I'm glad that they had that. I'm an open book. If you know me, I'm pretty open. So,
But no, they didn't have all the information at that time.
After a tape was released by TMZ, they've canceled the Bachelorette season completely. It will not air Sunday or at all.
Right.
We're devastated.
Yeah. I guess they're going to be replacing it at the last minute with episodes of American Idol on Sunday night. So
the reason that the tape is really bad.
It is awful.
It's horrible.
I just watched it.
Yeah. I don't even want to play it for people because I have a feeling it would be triggering for some people who've mm-hmm. gone through domestic violence. But it is her absolutely attacking one of her baby daddies. Yeah,
throwing chairs at him.
Repeatedly,
screaming and yelling.
With the baby in the room.
With the baby in the room also crying.
With the child watching.
Yeah.
And once they released this, ABC said, nope. We're not running it.
So, yes, they should.
So they're not going to have the bad, even though they've taped the entire season.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's a loss.
Yeah.
It's gone.
So it's going right in the bin, I guess.
The big question I have is she still getting paid or does she have to return the money?
So I did some investigating on that.
Okay.
Because some people were saying, oh, they can sue her. I don't think they can sue her. But what the experts say is she gets paid for being the bachelorette. But they don't give you all the money in one lump sum. So she may have gotten a little bit of money, but there is a clause in there, morality and things like that.
Oh,
clause.
So there's loopholes so, they can get out
so
of the contract.
No future payments will probably go to her. So she may have gotten some money, but she's not going to get the majority of what she was going to make had the show aired.
Good.
Which is one of the reasons they don't give you all the money up front.
Right, right.
If something goes haywire in the middle of the season, they can stop it.
Because I'm sure they're used to having pretty unstable people on those shows.
Yeah.
So, on The Bachelorette?
Yeah.
It's so wholesome.
I know. It doesn't seem right, you know?
This is what you get when you're like, oh, we want the drama. We want the unhinged. Do you? Because this was inevitable.
Yeah, when they turn it up to 11. No, I don't know if we want that or not. Yeah.
Not when it gets real.
Tune in for another exciting, just the same as the other episodes of American Idol this Sunday. Get real. That's what we call it. We have personal, sometimes awkward questions that we have to answer.
Deeply personal stuff, not the superficial, hey, how's our local sports team?
Yeah.
What about that weather?
How about that weather outside? So we're going to give you the questions that we have to answer first, and then we'll go from person to person and answer them.
We drew these cards out of the deck.
Okay. Mine is, what is one dream you've never said out loud?
Ooh. Oh,
Jim?
Nice.
How are you different than you were 5 years ago?
That's
Adam?
A good one. Tell us about an irrational fear you have.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time to unpack these.
Brace yourself.
What is one dream you've never said out loud? Okay, this is kind of stupid, but it was a dream when I was a teenager and I grew up in Southern California. I wanted to be a professional surfer.
Really? You wanted to go pro? Were you an amateur surfer?
Very, very amateur. My surfing ability was mostly putting on a wetsuit and walking up and down the beach holding a surfboard and say, hey, yeah, these waves aren't quite big enough for me today.
But you wanted to to walk that beach with a surfboard in your hand professionally.
Yes. And I also had a Volkswagen that had a surfboard rack on top.
Did you ever paddle out?
Oh, yeah. I went out there. I got up on my feet a few times. But then I realized, okay, this isn't going to be. But then I said, I could do radio where I can just tell booger jokes on the radio. That'll be fine.
Yeah. Less chance of jellyfish and sharks.
Yes. See, yeah. I didn't. Yeah, rarely would it happen in this room where I get bitten by a jellyfish and somebody has to pee on me.
But it's not out of the question.
It's not out of the
question. We've done some weird things. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things I think you'd say, gee, I had no idea that was going to happen at work today.
I know a lot of people would like to pee on me.
This is how long you've worked together. We're at that level now.
All right, we'll leave the R. Kelly jokes out.
Okay.
See nothing wrong.
My question is, how are you different than you were 5 years ago? Okay, this is... I don't know. Some people may have the same change, but like 5 years ago was like tornadoes, COVID, all kinds of things.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So like that was definitely a different time before that. So now like so many weird, horrible things have happened like locally, nationally, everywhere, like that I can't believe I just shrugged my shoulders at stuff that like longer than 5 years ago, I would have gone like, oh my God.
I know.
And now it's just kind of like, not that I'm saying these are good things, but like Wow. I guess I just, as a defense mechanism, I don't let them bother me. Like, I see a horrible story on the news, and I'm like, oh, man, that's terrible.
It's survival mode.
But yeah, it is survival mode. That's exactly
right. Yeah, you kind of just go into
it. That's
what
we're living in.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of like, it used to be appalled by it. Now you just go, really? Okay, and just move on with your life. Yeah, I mean,
it's terrible. Like,
yeah, it is.
Like
it's
somebody
bad.
You know dies, and you're like, okay. I guess that's today.
That's a mental defense we all put up.
Yeah, I guess it is. Nailed it. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, Adam, what's your question?
All right, I got tell us about an irrational fear you have.
Okay, we can't wait.
I have a story.
All right.
When I was a child, my little brother was in the hospital a lot, and I was a little wee lad, and I would love to hide in the hospital closet. My dad would stand in front of it and hold me in there until I banged so hard the nurses came to get me out.
Oh my and God, that
so he would lean against the closed door and not let you out?
Yes, in that tiny little hospital closet. So claustrophobia is my irrational fear. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I'm gonna say that sort of seems rational to me. If you've been trapped in a closet
by
a person holding you against your will, I think that's a rational fear.
Okay, well, my backup is bees.
Okay.
Actually, wasps. I don't care about bees.
How about
wasps.
Bees in a closet?
I would just die. Okay. I would go ahead and die.
Have you confronted your father about that?
Nah, we've talked about it. He doesn't care. He's not sorry.
I do it again.
It just builds character, son. No,
this happened multiple times.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Recurring.
Wow. Sorry. We're all having a nightmare with you right
it
now.
Is what it is.
Totally Hits 93.3. We could use a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the blue walk around the neighborhood.
So a woman in downtown Philadelphia caught somebody stealing a package off of her neighbor's porch. But instead of losing it, she said something.
You better than that. Get some help. You better than that. I love you.
God loves you. And then she gave her $7.
That's all the money she had on her.
The lady just put the package down and apologized. And Bernadette Williams said she looked at her, and when she saw her picking up the package, she didn't see somebody who was a criminal. She saw somebody who was in trouble. After the apology, she said she genuinely had remorse. And that she's lived in the neighborhood for decades, and she says it comes down to, can we make our community better?
Wow.
So, that's how you start.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
Changing somebody's life. That's very cool.
No arrest, no drama.
Yeah.
Just a little mercy at the moment.
Yeah. Give her everything she had.
You have to check out more of this. Go to the Totally Hits or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or visit our website. It's totallyhitsnashville.com.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
In the big old basketball tournament, Vanderbilt was the winner of the first game. As they move on, they beat McNeese by 10 points. I guess it was kind of a rough game. They were expected to do much better, but hopefully they'll do better going on. If you'd like to go to TotallyHitsNashville.com, you can join our little Totally Hoops March Madness bracket competition.
Yep.
Yeah, we set up our brackets, you know, and we suck, so you'll probably beat us.
I know. But just if you need to feel better about yourself, we're happy to like lay down in front of you and let you walk all over us.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah, at least I'm not those guys.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's why everybody's going to beat me.
Yeah, I just copied somebody from ESPN's bracket.
TotallyHitsNashville.com/basketball.
Basketball, yeah.
Okay. Today's the first day of spring in Tennessee. We're in for a warm one. Three different almanacs all say the same thing. Warmer than normal temperatures for the next 3 months. And we should be seeing an extra bit of severe weather.
That's so exciting.
So, get out your flip-flops and hide under a desk.
That's right. Get in your safe place now.
Yeah.
Get those trees cut down.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly. Three fellers. Adam.
So this is really cool. The CEO of Epic Games, which is known for Fortnite, he has become the largest private conservatornist in the United States. He has been buying up land. He owns 190,000 acres that he is preserving for natural wildlife.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah. So it's really cool.
That's cool. So he's buying it so nobody else can develop it.
Yep. Oh, that's good.
He's buying it to do nothing with it.
Yep.
I like that.
That's neat.
It's Friday and the first day of spring. Hooray!
It's going to be 80 and then close to 90 by Sunday.
And then drop back into the 60s next week.
Not ready yet.
It goes up and down. No. And it started the week in the 30s with snow. So, hello, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I didn't get any snow. I feel cheated.
Yeah, well, we had flurries. That was about it.
Chance.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Adam is here as Gina's taking the day off. And we were just talking off the air about, there's a new scam alert where you're getting texts and emails saying that you owe parking tickets.
Right.
And actually, it's a scam because there's a QR code to make you go to a website where they just want to take your money. It has nothing to do with the actual, law
yep.
or anything like that.
It's fraud.
Yeah. And we were just talking about how we get all these phone calls. I get probably about four of them a day. Yep. From something, and it always comes up on my phone as scam likely, which is, a nice little tip.
Yeah.
And it tells me that I've been qualified for a loan of a certain amount.
Good.
Here's what my monthly payments will be. Call right away. And it's always, it ranges from $30,000 to $150,000. Wow, I'm so lucky. People are just dying to give me money.
I've been getting them from Texas.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't owe parking tickets in Texas because I haven't been there.
So they need to up their game.
Yeah.
They have to make it look like somewhere you've been.
Right.
Try a little harder.
Yeah. Or they'll say, you didn't pay tolls when you went through this place.
And exactly.
We don't have toll roads in Tennessee.
Yet.
Not yet.
Yes.
Exactly. Not till we get the choice lanes.
That's right.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. As that familiar music tells us, it's time to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? They can help you out. Go to localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies, we have Rachel. For the guys, we have Eddie. Good morning, y'all.
Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, we have a Get Acquainted question that we'll warm up your brain with.
Sure, let's start with Eddie first. Who's got the best donuts?
Five Daughters Bakery here in Nashville.
Five Ooh, Daughters.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Choice.
I keep thinking I got to go there. I've never tried.
Yeah. Where do you get a good $12 donut?
Worth it. Rachel, what about you? Who's got the best donuts?
So I feel like it's a complicated question because you've got the Old Faithful of Krispy Kreme, which is consistent and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But the Nashville area just recently got Duck Donuts. And Duck Donuts,
this?
They make them when you order. They're amazing.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that sounds good.
Where is this
so
at?
So good. It's in Brentwood area, right like that, Old Hickory exit right off of 65.
Okay. You just made a lot of people very hungry.
In exchange for this announcement.
All right. Okay. So you each have a screw you can use. Let's begin.
All right. Here we go. Rachel, multiple choice. Does one period of an NHL hockey game last for 12, 15, or 20 minutes?
Ooh, 20?
20 is right. Good job.
Yes.
Good start.
All right, Eddie. Is Vera Bradley a designer of shoes, handbags, or maternity clothes?
Maternity clothes?
Sorry. No. Handbags.
Okay, you take a big lead here, Rachel. How is high-gravity beer different from regular beer?
It's made to be consumed at high gravity.
I don't know. You almost convinced us, but no, it's got more alcohol. As simple as that.
Right.
More of that sweet, sweet alcohol.
Not to be opened unless you're at the top of a mountain.
That's right.
Right.
No sea level drinking for you.
You never know.
All right, you have a chance to tie it up, Eddie.
All right. Eddie, the Mamma Mia movies feature the music of what 80s pop group?
ABBA.
ABBA!
Oh, nice.
Right.
Yes. Good job.
Okay, you've tied it up. Rachel can take the lead back here. What superhero likes to relax and unwind in his fortress of solitude?
Superman.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Okay.
I was a bit mad if you missed that.
She's up 2-1. Eddie, you need to tie it here.
All right. Land O'Lakes is a famous brand of what?
Butter.
That's correct.
There you go.
All right. We have a tie. We break the tie with Name That Tune lyrics.
So we'll give you up to 5 lines from a very big song. You have to name that song. How many will you need up to 5, Rachel?
I'm going to go 3.
What do you think, Eddie?
2.
Rachel, you want to try it in 1?
No, he's got that.
Okay. You've made your bed, now lie in it. Okay, we got two lines from this super famous song. Here we go. Girls hit your hallelujah, woo. Girls hit your hallelujah, woo. Name that song.
Oh my gosh, I can think. Hold on.
You're singing in your head.
Girls hit the hallelujah.
And the title is.
That was tough. That was very tough.
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk.
By Bruno Mars. She knew it.
Oh.
Rachel, would you have gotten that in one line? Because basically, that's all you got.
I would have gotten that one.
Well, you won anyway. Congratulations. We had a great time with both of you. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. It totally hits 93.3.
There was a cringy moment at the White House yesterday, if you missed it. The newly elected Japanese prime minister was there as a guest and sat there as the president was asked about the war in Iran by a Japanese reporter.
Right, about how they didn't tell the other allies that they were going to attack.
Because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay? Right? He's asking me, do you believe in surprise? I think much more so than us.
And the Japanese prime minister's face is all of us. As she's like, how can I crawl under this rug and get out of this room somehow?
It is so
cringy.
Awkward.
That's a fake a heart attack moment.
And everybody in the room, I think all the White House staff that was there, felt like they had to laugh. Everybody was just going, oh.
You know, these people in front of you didn't attack America in the 1940s.
Right. Seems like nobody in that room was born when Pearl Harbor was attacked. So
they were personally responsible. They've been an ally since then.
Yeah. We've been actually pretty good friends probably up until now.
I can only compare this to, like, you know, you're sitting around the dinner table and the kids say, like, Dad, how'd you and Mom meet? He said, well, your mom was a prostitute. And funny thing, I was lonely and you look at her. She's wonderful.
Yeah.
And she's got to sit there going,
how do you recover from that?
I had a moment when I was a kid. I remember one of my uncles in Fort Wayne, Indiana, was over at the house, and my parents were there. And he actually, as we were all sitting down to have food, said, oh, by the way, Leonard and Ruby, I just want to RSVP for your surprise anniversary party coming up.
Oh, no.
And everybody just looked at him like, what? And then he said, he had that self-awareness of going like, oh, I guess I wasn't supposed to say anything about that. And we're all going, oh, my God.
Oh, Uncle Dumbass strikes again.
Oh, yeah. That was the family story for years.
Like, oh, yeah.
Don't invite him to anything ever.
Yeah. What did we say? Maybe they didn't hear it. Maybe let's just pretend it didn't happen.
Just look away.
Our friend Adam joining us in here. And off the air a moment ago, we were talking about our weight loss journeys.
And there was this thing I found, because we'll do anything to reduce our weight.
Without actually, you know, dieting and exercising.
Yeah, exactly. Doing the hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, these researchers at the University of Colorado are studying pythons and how they can eat their own weight in one meal and then not eat for a year.
For a year?
For a year. And they're studying, they say it could lead to medical breakthroughs, and another way to help us lose weight.
So we should eat like snakes.
As long as pythons aren't involved.
Yeah.
Right.
So are we supposed to unhinge our jaw and, like, eat an entire horse?
Yeah.
And then, like, let it slowly digest in our body over the next 365 days.
I like your pig suggestion better.
Pig, horse, yeah. Yeah. It depends, you know, not body shaming anyone whether they would pick a pig or a horse, you know, for their weight. But, yeah.
So this sounds weird, but did a little bit of research and found that, okay, so, like, they're going to be using this idea for weight loss. We already have snake venom is used in blood pressure medications and blood thinners.
Isn't it also used like for Botox type stuff?
I think that's like poison or something.
Okay. Some other kind of poison we're putting in our bodies.
And I didn't know this. Ozempic uses hormones found in the Gila monster, which is like a giant lizard.
What is that?
That's like a giant, almost like baby dinosaur.
It's a big lizard reptile.
I think we have some at the Nashville Zoo, I think.
Probably.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
They're scary looking big lizards.
Isn't the Komodo dragon?
Very similar, I think. You know, like in that vicinity.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Komodo dragon adjacent.
Now I feel weird that I've done Ozempic.
Yeah. So you've done that?
Yes.
Okay.
I was actually just reading about it the other day. So apparently, there are new studies have found that Ozempic and other related drugs are linked to potential like early heart problems.
Really?
So yeah, they're researching that to see like what the after effects are.
Okay.
So I may die early.
That's a very American thing, though. It's like we approve it. Okay, everybody start taking it. Oh, we found something deadly about it. Like 3 years later. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah. It pretty much always
we
happens.
We didn't mean it.
Yeah. But after death, you know, the weight loss is pretty much immediate. So.
Look at you. You're skin and bones.
What a great looking corpse. Look at this guy.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
You may have seen the Waymo cars around town. They're testing them out still before they actually eventually launch them as the driverless taxis.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they've been causing some problems, oddly enough.
They terrify me.
There's one that stopped in the middle of a construction site and wouldn't move. And they had to stop everything because it was until somebody could come and get it because it was driverless and it was just there. And the people from Waymo said they've told responders how to get the car out of there, how to get it started and move it. And that's something they really shouldn't have to do.
I guess it sat there for an hour.
Yeah.
Halting construction.
Yeah, they couldn't move in their cranes and do the construction and everything. So
use the crane and put it in the Tesla tunnel.
They should.
That's where it belongs.
Yeah, you got a big magnet on that thing. Why don't you just grab the Waymo car and hoist it in the air? That's as good as it's going to get.
So Nashville Electric Service hasn't been making a whole lot of friends the last few months. They have just confirmed that they're going to raise the rates. They're jacking up the rates in 2028, so 2 years from now. And Credit Channel 4, WSMV, they did a little investigating of their records. And they found out in 2023, they said, NES said they were going to spend $250 million for a communication system. Turns out they spent $10,000 on a text messaging system that failed during the critical emergency of the ice storm.
So they spent the rest of the money on lobsters?
Who are they communicating with?
That's right. I mean, and you think like, oh, $10,000, that's not to serve 500,000 customers.
Yes. Wow.
That's like saying, like, okay, we're gonna do open heart surgery on you, but the equipment, we bought it on Temu, and we're pretty sure it's going to work.
Fingers crossed.
And the doctor is not a surgeon, but he did stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night, so he should know what he's doing.
Adam, what you got?
So on the warmer side, everyone knows Punch the Monkey. A famous little monkey with his pet orangutan.
Yes.
Yeah. He has found love. He has a girlfriend now.
Yes.
Her name is Mochon?
Momochon, I think.
Good on you, Punch.
Okay. Yeah. But a lot of people are comparing her coloring to his orangutan. So they're saying his orangutan came to life. Love him. So
stuffed monkey came to life.
But hey, he's happy.
In honor of Chuck Norris, I'm going to get Chucknified over the weekend. So that's what I'm doing.
Chucknified?
Yeah,
I like it.
I don't know where I could do that, but you know, it's just a dream.
I just tell Chuck Norris is so tough jokes.
Yeah.
And that's how you get Chucknified.
That's how you do it. Yeah.
Go to Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Texas Ranger Roadhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a special.
We'll be back Monday with a Woody and Jim joke off and so many other things. What is our plans for the weekend?
Adam, what you got going on?
So I'm going to go to my day job next, and I'm going to go to the grocery store, and then I'm going to take a big boy nap.
All right.
Yeah. Good deal.
Pretty boring.
Tomorrow, my grandson, Ollie, has a soccer game. That'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful for it.
Yeah, nice and my girlfriend, Melissa, it's her birthday on Monday, so we'll be celebrating it over the weekend.
Oh, cool.
We don't have to get out and go to work and
Big
all that
plans?
Kind of stuff. So, we're going to go down to Mount Pleasant where her kids are and, you know, see. She may or may not invite me. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Dinner, cake, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, fun.
It's supposed to be beautiful this weekend.
It is.
And then tomorrow, my trees from the state of Tennessee are available to pick up.
Nice.
That's right. So we're gonna get mine too.
Yeah, we're gonna grab those tomorrow in Old Hickory and grab them and then plant them in the backyard, and then I may just go to see Project Hail Mary for the third time.
Yeah.
It officially opens today. I've seen it twice in the last week. It is the most relentlessly positive, uplifting movie and exciting and super funny. So if you're looking for something to do, if you just, you don't like nice weather and you do want to go inside, Project Hail Mary is such a good movie.
Yeah. I started the book. I want to finish the book before I see the movie, but I don't know if I'll be able to wait. So, yeah.
You know what? The book will be there and you'll love it. That's a great experience.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend reading it because it's so cool, but the movie is phenomenal.
I know next to nothing about this.
I'm
not going to lie.
All right. Do you want me to give you the pitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
The elevator pitch for Project Hail Mary is a school teacher wakes up kind of like out of a deep sleep coma and finds himself aboard a spaceship alone. And eventually as he slowly begins to realize, figure out why he's there as his memory comes back, and he's got to save the universe. But it's super positive.
Yeah.
And he makes a friend while he's out there.
Ah.
And that friendship is everything.
Okay. An alien friend?
And it's
yes.
And it stars the delicious Ryan Gosling.
That's right.
Yeah. I think we're all gay for Gosling.
Woody and I have a super
win-win
crush.
All around.
Super crush. Yep. It's unanimous. He's a treasure.
We'll catch you back here Monday morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Have a good weekend.